Naramdaman ng pandaigdigang ekonomiya ang isang serye ng mga kaganapan na potensyal na yumanig sa mga merkado, karamihan sa mga ito, nangyayari sa loob at sa paligid ng Europa. Ang nakamamatay na pag-atake sa Paris, ang digmaan sa Syria, negosasyon sa utang ng mga Griego at maging ang krisis pantao sa Europa ay nagkaroon ng kakayahan upang magambala ang mga merkado. Ngunit ang tunay na hindi napaghandaan ng maraming namumuhunan ay ang China, nang ang Shanghai Composite Index ay bumagsak noong buwan ng Hunyo sa gitna ng mga takot ng isang mahirap na ekonomikong pagbaba. Sinabi ng UBS Chief Economist Scott Haslem, inaasahan niya na ang ekonomiya ng China ay babagal ng hanggang 6% paglago sa taong 2016. Habang ito ay nagpo-focus sa mga pagbabago mula sa produksyon hanggang sa mga serbisyo.
Well, I think the issue for Australia is most of what we currently sell to China feeds into their production side of their economy, the industrial side, the housing. So even if China does a little bit better, it's most likely because the services side of their economy is doing better. So I think for Australia, we are facing the challenge of the large part of the world which we send most of our exports to, the emerging markets and Asia, still slowing down over the course of the next year. So that's going to be a headwind for Australia.
Ang pinakamalaking kaganapan ng taon na nangyari sa buong Pasipiko ay walang duda na sa Estados Unidos. Nang sa wakas, itinaas ng Federal Reserve ang opisyal na interest rate sa unang pagkakataon sa loob ng halos isang dekada. Sinabi ni Shane Oliver ng AMP Capital, ito ay isang magandang bagay na nangyari matapos ang pandaigdigang krisis pinansyal o global financial crisis.
I guess if we think back to the dim dark days of the GFC, that started in the US. The US economy fell off the cliff literally. There is a real risk it could have had a rerun of the Great Depression. Fortunately, the Federal Reserve jumped in, took interest rates very quickly down to zero, and eventually pumped cash into their economy. So the fact that the US economy is now back on track, growing again, looking healthier, I think is a very positive sign globally. Because if the US economy, the world's biggest economy, is back on track, that's good for the global economy and that's all good for Australian economy.
Dagdag pa ni Shane Oliver, ang mas mataas na interest rate ng US ay maaring humantong sa pagbaba ng Australianong dolyar na kasing baba ng 60 Amerikanong sentimo sa taong 2016. Ngunit sinabi niya, sa pangkahalatan, ang muling pagbabalanse ng ekonomiya ng Australia ay nangyayari na.
The reality is the Australian economy has not had the recession that many feared that it would. A lot of people said, well, you've had the biggest mining boom in your history, that's now over, you're going to have a recession, get used to it. We haven't had that. Why? Because the economy is rebalanced. The New South Wales and Victorian economies going great guns, falling unemployment at a time when the WA economy is struggling. That reflects the rebalancing of the economy. Housing, retailing, tourism, higher education, even manufacturing to some degree, springing back to life after several almost dead years, and that's helped the economy rebalance. Trouble is, when you average it all out, it's not enough to get us back to that 3% sort of growth rate we're used to.
Sinabi ni Scott Haslem mula sa UBS, bilang resulta, malamang na panatilihin ng Reserve Bank na hindi nagbabago ang mga interest rate.
We think interest rates in Australia are more likely to remain on hold through the course of next year. And that's because whilst we're not riding up the economy too much, we don't think there's a likelihood near term that the economy is going to slip into a recession.
At sa inaasahan ng interest rate ay mananatiling hindi gagalaw, sinabi ng analista ng CMC Markets, Rick Spooner, na ito ang susuporta sa share market sa taong 2016.
I'm tipping the index to be up about 8% to around 5,600 by the end of the year. Low interest rates are going to continue to support valuations. A weaker Aussie dollar and improving jobs market, I think, will provide support for industries like tourism, manufacturing, consumer spending. I think we'll also see ongoing merger and acquisition activity.